By the way, are you comfortable with Santa's evil sidekick? There's a real sidekick. Just doesn't happen to be an American story, but if you go to where Santa's roots are, the sidekick is everywhere. Some clown named Kramer. No, Krampus. Kramer. Oh, he's that other guy. As Christmas nears, Austrian children hoping for gifts from Santa Claus will also be watching warily for Krampus, Santa's horned and hairy sidekick. I'm not making this up. Santa is a German creation, and if you go to that part of the world, there's Krampus. In folklore, Krampus was a devil-like figure who drove away evil spirits during the Christmas holiday season. Traditionally, he appeared alongside Santa, and the two are still part of festivities in many parts of Europe. But these traditions are coming under a fire. In Austria, for instance, after reports last week that Santa had been banned from visiting kindergartens in Vienna because he was terrifying the children. Now, this wasn't Krampus, this was Santa, otherwise known as St. Nick or Father Christmas or Kris Kringle. Now, a prominent Austrian child psychiatrist is arguing for a ban on Krampus, who still roams towns and villages in early December. You don't know who I'm talking about, do you? You're thinking I'm making this up. Krampus lives. Look it up. K-R-A-M-P-U-S. I'm no believer in government bans. This psychiatrist trying to ban Krampus. I'm not a big fan of the government getting involved in this, but, yeah, let's get rid of Krampus. I mean, if we have to do it with a vigilante posse, let's get rid of Krampus. I don't abide this Krampus fella. I don't have any truck with him. I don't, What's he doing there? What's Krampus doing there? We're pretty much filled up this holiday season with different characters and things. We're covered. We don't need Krampus. No offense, but who is this clown? Beat it, Krampus. Santa's horned and hairy sidekick. Hey, Laurel and Hardy. Okay. Tonto and the Lone Ranger. I'm okay with that. Santa works alone, however. He does not have a sidekick, and if he ever gets one, it's going to be something other than a horned, hairy freak with a name like Krampus. Boisterous young men in Europe wearing deer horns, masks with battery-powered red eyes, huge fangs, bushy coats of sheep's fur, and brandishing birchwood rods have been appearing, I'm not joking, in festivals in Austria, in Hungary, in Croatia. They're part of the Krampus tradition. Anyone who doesn't run away fast enough gets swatted, not hard, with rods. They sound like the Vulcans, the St. Paul Winter Carnival Vulcans, but it's the Krampus tradition. Now, the psychiatrist says Krampus is scary. Too scary for the kids. He doesn't get much of a hearing in the traditional towns of Lower Austria and Salzburg, however. They're regions that hold the most elaborate Krampus processions. In the town of Gresten, 3,000 people, including many kids, pack the curbs at night to await the coming of Krampus. The horned figure suddenly bursts out of a dark corner, shouting menacingly at onlookers, waving his birchwood whip. Yeah. That's great. Hey, Merry freaking Christmas there, cowboy. Yeah, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Yeah, whip, go ahead, whip Dad, you horned, hairy freak. Yeah, happy holidays to you. What? Put this guy in the holly dazzle and you'll bring the thing to a grinding halt. Krampus is out there, people. Run for your lives. Here's what's interesting. Listeners of Austrian Youth Radio can share their Krampus horror stories. Stories of when they were first confronted by the figure. Here's one guy, he calls in, a kid, he says, Krampus scared me when I was 7 years old. That's when I first saw Krampus. I panicked. I thought I was never going to see my daddy again because a hoofed human wanted to throw me in his wooden backpack. God! Others say there have been few known cases of Krampus trauma. Sometimes Krampus can get carried away, says one official. Some of the horned devils have lost control after downing too much schnapps, but otherwise we haven't had too much trouble. My God, Krampus whacked on schnapps. Now we've flat out crossed into Halloween country, I think. What is this freak doing in the season of peace and goodwill? We've got to get a lynching party together and hunt down this Krampus character and help the kids. Kids out there, help us trap Mr. Krampus. Trap Krampus for Christmas. There, put that on a bumper sticker. Trap Krampus for Christmas this year. Bring the holiday back to what it's supposed to be all about. Santa. Wait, that's not what it's supposed to be about. I mean Jesus. Santa slash Jesus. Jesus Santa. I mean, you know, frankincense, myrrh, tickle me Elmo, that sort of thing. Hello! I'm serious about having that Santa expert on. Guy ran for Congress, too. How many Santa experts ran for Congress? He was a U.S. congressional candidate, William Federer. He's the president of Amerisearch. It's a publishing company researching America's noble heritage. And he's got the dope on the real Santa, the history of St. Nick, the Christmas story. And I'll ask him about Krampus. By the way, we have to take a break here. Oh, no, we don't. We don't. We're doing three breaks, aren't we? Okay. Goody. Paul Harvey was telling a Christmas story. Where is that one? Kid arrested playing with Christmas present. A fed-up mother had her 12-year-old son arrested for allegedly rummaging through his great-grandma's things and playing with his Christmas presents early. The mama called cops after learning her son had disobeyed orders and repeatedly taken a Game Boy from its hiding place at great-grandma's house. He was arrested on petty larceny charges, taken to the police station in handcuffs, held until his mama picked him up after church. The woman says, my grandmother went out of her way to hide a toy. And she wanted it open on Christmas Eve, and I had to do this to teach my son a lesson. Boy. I almost could have had that happen to me years ago. I remember as a young lad, when I still believed in Santa Claus, I remember looking for my pup, my dog. It was a puppy then, and I was trying to find him in the house. I remember that sometimes he liked to sleep under Mom and Dad's bed, so I went under there to look for the little guy, and what did I see? All the Christmas presents that were going to be given to all of us at Christmas. All the presents for 8 kids were under there. The ones Santa was supposed to be bringing. The dog wasn't there. Something more startling was. There was the Rock'em Sock'em robots I had asked for. The Chatty Cathy my sister had requested. The model airplane my brother told Santa he wanted. It was December 20th, and everything was already in our house. And under Mom and Dad's bed. Mom and Dad were the real Santa Claus. You might as well have told me Dad was really my grandma, or Mom was a black bear or something who had escaped from the zoo. That's how disturbing it was. Who the heck is Santa, then? Just some freak who likes to have kids sit on his lap so we can lie to him? Isn't that a perversion of some sort? I was shattered. And I ran downstairs and I found Mom in the kitchen and I told her what I had discovered. And she seemed as shocked as I was. She said, that can't be true. I said, come see for yourself, Mom. And she said she would just after she finished some baking project she was working on, and said she'd be ready shortly. She'd wash her hands, and, well, Dad's overhearing all of this in the other room, and he sneaks upstairs, removes everything, returns to read the paper in his favorite chair there. Mom and I shoot upstairs. There's nothing under the bed. We discover there's no longer anything under the bed. Mom says, you must be imagining it all, Tom. Well, I thought I was messed up before. Now I was really a lost soul. What the heck was happening? This was the first time in my life I felt I needed the guidance of a psychiatrist. It would not be the last, but it was the first time. What? I was lost. What was going on? I felt like I had crossed into some parallel universe. It's a twilight zone. Something was terribly, terribly wrong.